Hello, everybody. My name is Michelle Thompson. I'm an engineer and open source activist. I am very proud to be here today to talk about M17. M17 is an RF protocol that is completely open. It is simple to understand and to implement. It's optimized for amateur radio use, and it is extensible. It has three protocol layers: physical, data link, and application. Full documentation of the protocol can be found at the link below. The first section is the air and IP interface specification. M17 uses 4 FSK modulation running at 4,800 symbols per second with a deviation index of 0.33. This is intended for transmission in a 9 kHz channel bandwidth. Channel spacing is 12.5 kHz. The symbols pass through a root-raised cosine shaping filter before transmission and after demodulation at the receiver. The data link layer section explains the difference between packet mode and stream mode. In stream mode, an indefinite amount of payload data is sent continuously. There are no breaks in the physical layer transmission. Stream mode uses frames. Packet mode uses packets. Both stream and packet mode use a link setup frame. The link setup frame contains all the information needed to set up an M17 link, namely, a destination address, a source address, a type indicator, a metadata field, a 16-bit CRC, and a tail so that the convolutional encoder can flush. M17 uses modern forward error correction. Different schemes are used for different parts of the transmission. First frame of a transmission contains a full link setup frame. These link setup frame fields are